We are learning Maseches Vavbasra, Daf Pei Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning around 9 lines from the top. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the top. First word of the line is Shoyel. First word of the line is Shoyel. End of that line. Gufa. Omar Shmuel. Hanoitel Kli Min HaUman. Someone takes a Kli from the Uman, Levakroi, to check it out. He takes home a piece of jewelry to look at it, and they already made up a price on it. But only if they made up the amount of money it cost, then the smichas das. Now, why is he chayiv ba'intzim? So there's really two pshatim in the Rishonim, and the Rashbam already brings down both pshatim. One pshat is, that's Rashi in Maseches Bava Metzia, and Rashbam over here brings down that pshat also. He's considered a lekeach already. That since he picked it up to buy it, and the price is made up, and it's all in his control. The meicher cannot be chayz anymore, so he's considered a lekeach. Since he's considered a lekeach, a buyer, so he's responsible for it. And even though he has a right to return it, it's like free returns. And he has a right to return it, and then it's mashman rishbam, a chiddush that's batal mafreya, which is showing you what happens. But either it's a return, it's a sale back, or it's batal mafreya, the sale. But he has a right, it's like a condition, a tanai, that he can give it back. But he's really a lekeach. That's one shot. The other pshat is, he's considered a shoyel. Not that he's considered a lekeach, considered a shoyel. Why is he considered a shoyel? Because kol hanah shaloi. Shoyel means you have all the hanah. Here he has all the hanah. He's in full control. If he wants it, he keeps it. If he wants to give it back, gives it back. So therefore he's considered a shoyel, and that's why he's chayiv and ointzim. It's two pshat, either he's a lekeach or he's a shoyel. But like upon him, Shmuel's halach is, hanoi tuk limu ulam avakar, and as beyond, he's chayiv, he make up a price. A classic example would be, if someone picks up an esrig, and he gets a price on it, and then he brings it home and brings it to the Rav. And the Rav says, you know, better return it. And then it falls and it breaks. Who's responsible? It's Oynis, Mashal Oynis. He wasn't, someone drove right into him and ran him over and it fell out of his hand. Whatever. So is he chayv and oynsim or not? So Charef Yishmu is chayv and oynsim. He had the price. The Moicha couldn't be chayzer. He brought it home and he just wanted to check it out. But Lamaisa, just a case to be chayiv. I'm not talking a local Lamaisa now. If a local Lamaisa, please ask a shayla. But like upon him, that's what comes out. Fishmu. Who gavra? The Mar brings a story. Who gavra? The Alagavi Petivcha. He went to the butcher. Agba atme bisra. He picked up a side of basra. He picked up a big piece of flanken. Bahadi took agba. He picked it up as he was holding it. Also parasha. A horseman came by. Mirmine. Some guy came and just grabbed away from him and ran away with it. He's oinus. So is he chayiv or not? Also, chayiv l'shlumi d'meha. He made him pay the money. And the Mara says, v'hani mili, it's dafku, the kaitz d'meha. It has to be dafku. If they made up the price, then the smichas das, and then there's kol nash loy, all those things, and therefore, the halacha is that he will be chayiv to pay for it. He was holding it. So he picked it up.
First case, going to...
Yeah. If you picked it up and you picked up right to buy, and the meich can be chayzer. It's one specific case. He picked it up, the meich is the price, and now you're in control.
But actually, you don't have to go to the store.
Right, it could be in the store. Usually in the store, you don't get the price until you're ready to leave. And a lot of times, you didn't make it.
Jewelry.
And even then, you didn't pick it up to buy yet. You're just asking how much it costs. I didn't like it. I didn't pick it up to buy yet. So it's different in this case. So you pick up actually to buy. You're not sure about it, but you picked it up to buy already. It's like you're ready to make that ball with the kinyan. There's not a kinyan at all. You picked it up to look at it. Yeah. Who gavra? The icy karil pumnara. There was a guy who brought a whole boat of gourds to pumnara. A whole shipment. And everyone wanted gourds. They were making like soup for Shabbos there, I guess. Osi kuli alma, shokul kara. Everyone came and started grabbing these gourds. And they were going to pay for it, but they were grabbing these gourds. And they made up a price. I'm assuming more soon. They made up a price. And now the guy gets nervous because now he had 100 people taking gourds. He has no idea, no chesed, who took what. And now he has no how to charge them now because maybe the guy won't pay. So he had to think of something quick. Omar, Luhu arei mekadoshim l'shamayim. He said, they're hektish. They're all hektish. And they're all in people's hands. Does it work or not? Also, kamei de Rav Kana, Amo Luhu, they came to Rav Kana and they told him, Ein odom makdish novos en shloi. You can't be makdish something that's not yours. And from the Hemshech HaGemara, like Tosafot points out before, it's mevuyer, it's al Shmuel's halacha. Because since they picked it up and they had a price and they meant to buy it, so now it belongs to them and it came makdish novos en shloi. Behind him, the kites to mail. Only to make a price. Like kites to mail, it's just Mori Kamayu, Vishap Hekdish. It's just Mori and Avada, there's Hekdish. I, you're going to ask me, L'chayra, even if they didn't make up the price, l'maisa l'alacha is, eno makdash davar she'en shleif. For example, someone steals something from you, give you makdash in his hand, l'alacha is no. Because eno b'shusha. So here, even if they say it's not a kinyan, but it's eno b'shusha. So they fake the Rashbam. And for the Rashbam, that's where you picked it up to steal. Here, you didn't pick it up to steal, and therefore, it's still b'shus mari. Because aviva, you didn't pick it up to steal, so then, it's still, even though you're holding it, it's still called b'shus mari. And Toysis on Tafei Zayna Beis speaks out that from Pshat in this Gemara. Toysis is, I'm going to read you, it'd be hard for you to find it, but Toysis is Mashal HaKeach, like 10 lines into the wide lines. It's Chen Nero Lari. The Choshev Lekeach, he's considered a Lekeach. He wants to bring a Raya that you always consider a Lekeach in Shmuel Zalacha. And the Ri brings a Raya. Maisi Raya Mehid Lekamon. The Icy Kori Lefum Nara. Dom Rav Kana in the Makdash Dovah Shein Shloi, and Zok the Ri, the Baal Taisa says, the Ish Shoyel Hava, if he's Shmuel, you only consider Shoyel, a Maila Yochel Hakdash Ma Shaheshel, the Alacherim. Kumay Shamask Yochel Hakdash, if I lend you something, I can Makdash it. So he says, Vais Tois, here it's a Lekach. That's what he wants to Mechadash. The Rashbam brought the Tupshatim, if it's a Lekach, or if it's a Shoyel, by case of Shmuel, Zok Taisvis, he's a lekeach. Because if we are shoyel, you'll be able to mark the stuff in his hands. He says, but that's the reason, Raya, ain't a Rajba. Raya. The Rajba is not a Raya. The Hosom, I'm not the vacuum notlum. The Hosom, loy, I'm not the vacuum notlum, I'm not like liquorous miyad. Lekach, ain't a yochel moichelak dishoy. He wants mechalik, then maybe this case is better. Here he picked it up to buy it. Masha'in came by the regular case. He picked up to check it out. Like by the Esther case, he's just checking out by the Rav. It could be a little better. It could be a little different in this case. That's more of a shoyel. In this case, everyone will agree, maybe, that it's called a kinyan. It won't be a raya in this case. But al-kabonim, that is al-gemara over here. Back to al-gemara. Tanavar. Halakech yarek min ha-shuk. Someone buys a vegetable. He's going to buy vegetables from the shuk. And it's from Amaretz. So lachah is from Amaretz. You have to remeister it. It's called the mai. See, you're worried he didn't take a ma'is. You have to take a ma'is. And not only that, once a chaver owns something, he can't give anything to someone else without ma'iser giving ma'iser first. A chaver is not yoytzi talk dava mitachas yodoy without taking off ma'iser. So here we have a story where a keach bought something a yerek min ha'shuk. He was going to buy something a yerek min ha'shuk, and he's in the shuk ubir. He picked it out v'hiniach. A filo kol yam kuloy loy kano loy chayv ma'iser. If he picked it up to check it out and he puts it back down, he's not chayv ma'aseh, he's not koine, it's nothing. But gom, I believe, if in his heart, when he picked it up, he said, no, I'm going to buy this, and then he wants to put it back, the loch is konov in his chayv ma'aseh. Now he's chayv ma'aseh, because now it's like a return, it's like selling it back, and he's chayv ma'aseh because he's a chaver. But the problem is like this, lachziri yafshir, he can't put it back. Shukan is chayv ma'aseh, he's chayv ma'aseh. And if he takes off Meiser, let's say he has 10 apples, he took one apple, take Meiser, he's only giving back 9. He can't do that. He has to give back 10. So to Lachziri Yavshir, Shukran Shkai Meiser. Vela Asher Yavshir, Shukran Mafisa Madam. He's making it worth less. So what do you do? Hokkait Zad Ma'asroi. He takes off one apple out of the 10. Venoisin Law, and he gives it to whatever he gives it to. Part of it he keeps of it. The rest he gives to Meiser Ani. Depends on the year. Because the Ma'i, the Loch is the Meiser Rishoin and Maisa Oni he could keep. The Maisa Sheni he has to give away. Look at Tosfos. But Maisa Rishon, Maisa Oni, Einem Afkisoi. That doesn't go down in price. Why? The Mai, Ma'asra Vein Shaloi. El Mafkisoi, but Maisa Sheni. Shchayv Lechla Rishalayim. Over Chumas Maisa, then it's Lekoin. Only certain parts of it go away, but Maisa goes less than price. So you have to give that away to whoever goes to. But Noisin Loi, the May Maisa, and he gives. So what he does is, he gives back the Amoretz 9 apples. Plus the price of the 10th apple. If you need the whole 10th apple, for mice, it's not exactly, it's really half apple because only part of it goes to the things. But basically, on mice is shiny, I would figure out, oh, it's a whole apple, but mice is shiny, it's a whole apple. Not exactly, a little less, but because you first take off on mice reshine, and then it's 9 apples left. Mice reshine, you like keep, and then it's 10% of 9, which is apple, that's not, whatever, it's 9/10 of apple. Well, no, but that's not the point there. The bottom line is that you have to give ma'aser, and you take off some of it, and you have to pay him for that. Oh, so where are the questions? Because I picked it up to buy it, and I had gomer b'liber laknois, I'm kaina otum shun the gomer b'liber laknois, kaina n'schayv ma'aser, kaina n'schayv ma'aser. So what's behind this gomer's kasha? Part of the gomer's kasha is, why are you kaina? L'chayra, Why are you kind of just with Gamal Levi? Frank the Tosis read and really responds by is also, what do you mean? We just said before, if you're Shmuel, if you pick something up and you have a price, it's like you bought it. I understand it. What's the big deal? What's Gamal Levi like Knaisa? So the Rashbam explains the Maros Kasha. He says like this. Otu Meshum Gamal Levi like Knaisa Kona Meiser, Zok the Rashbam, Bith me Amai, Hafilu Ikaitzi the Mel, Yochalach Zirun, Ladin Lifter, you still give it back and you be Potter. Frank the Tosis read, what do you mean? If I give it back, it's like selling it back. So I still chayv meiser. Zokter achrayim pshat like the stipers that's pshat in the Rashbam that even if you're lekeach, you have this tenai. If I give it back, if I decide to give it back, l'mafreya was never a sale. So that's the Maros Kasha. Goma believer, who cares? If I decide to give it back, l'mafreya wasn't a sale, so I'm not chayv meiser. Like we said before, even if you're pshat the shmul that you're lekeach, doesn't mean your mom is a full fledged lekeach. It's a lekeach with a twist, with a condition. That if I give it back, then lefreya was never lekeach. That's Maros Kasha. Even Gomer, believe it, liknois, why chayv meiser? Om Rav Hoshiyom, hocha b'yorish shemayim eskinon. Tumay yorish shemayim, gom Rav Safra, the kayim ben afshay, v'doiv emes b'lvavay. There's a famous story, Rav Safra, Masechtas Brachas, I think it is. He was leaning Kriya Shema, and it got brought down in Sheultas, I guess. It's not, I don't know if it's a Gemara. But it's a famous story. He was saying Shema, and a guy came over to him and said, "You know, I want to buy, a lot of the Yisraira. I want to buy it for $150." And Rav Safra was saying Shema, so he just ignored him. He said, "You know what? $200." And still ignoring him. He said, "You know what? $350." And Tony got the $500. He finished Shema, so now he could have got $500 for it. But he said, "No, I'm giving it to $150 because I was just saying Shema, and that's really what I would have sold it for." So it was a Meridika Midas HaEmes, honesty. And it's called Doiva Emes Bavavis. Here also, he picked it up to buy. Since he had a mind to buy it, then the Chavar has it in. You have to buy it already. Then Gomar, believe it like Knaisai, then already, you have to buy it already. Since you picked it up to buy it, so therefore, you're going to be Chayiv in Maisa.